State Senator Charles Schwertner joins us this morning. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
First of all, let's talk. I want to talk about the budget, and we will, but let's talk about what you and a lot of senators are co-authoring, S. Bill 11, having to do with allowing students and faculty and staff with concealed licenses to carry on Texas universities.
Right. Well, I think it's important to understand that this is not changing who can carry. It's just changing where a concealed handgun license holder can carry for personal protection. It's my strong belief that a licensed, responsible, law-abiding adult that's 21 years of age or older, has passed a background check, that's had training, should be able to afford themselves personal protection and their Second Amendment rights.
So people understand, the A&M Student Senate passed a recommendation about this. What kind of discussions have you had with administration? What kind of feel do you have, at least on the Texas A&M campus, about this from administration?
Well, there's a variety of opinions. It's something that has been debated over 6 years. I think all the various angles of discussion have been thoroughly vetted. It is actually something that is in place in 7 other states and over 150 state-owned institutions in those states. I think you need to consider, for instance, a young girl that's 21 years of age that's going out to her car after a late class, and the potential of rape. I know there were or assault. I know there were 10 rapes on A&M campus this last year in 2013.
Reported rapes. Right.
Yes. And I think the individual needs to have their constitutionally protected rights guaranteed, and this bill speaks to that.
What would you say to those people who say, let's go to open carry?
Well, you know, open carry is a bit different. I haven't seen the specifics of the various proposals of open carry. I'm not necessarily opposed to open carry, but Texas needs to do it in the right way, and I still haven't fully explored the various options.
Sure. Of course, before we talk about the entire budget, since you're chairman of Health and Human Services, I'd like to talk about that a little bit first, because obviously Texas is one of many states who has said they're not going to take the Medicaid money from the federal government. That makes it a difficult climb for Texas, because obviously the number of people who are going to need Medicaid is going to continue to grow as our population grows. And I know
well,
that there's
not.
Some.
If our economy improves, I'd like to see the roles of Medicaid actually decrease.
Well, I would hope that. There are any number of hybrid plans out there. Tell me how, at least you as one member of the body of the Senate, are there any things, again, out there that you could feel comfortable with where Texas could start getting some more federal funds than they would get right now?
Well, Scott, I think you need to start with what Medicaid is. And it's costly, it's unsustainable, and it's broken. And not only do we need to look at the issue of the uninsured that we currently have, but we also need to look at the problem of Medicaid in totality. We need the flexibility from our federal partners to completely redesign the current Medicaid program before we talk about any expansion population.
One of the concerns, of course, while it's not going to go down more, not even 1% in 2016, there are going to be fewer federal dollars out there. That is going to be a consequence. Where won't state government have to be able to make up that gap?
There are fewer federal dollars. I've had a piece of bad news yesterday. The percentage match by our federal partners has gone down from 58% to 57%. That doesn't sound like much, but that's actually $750 million that the state will be on the hook for, above and beyond what it normally is.
But there's going to be $300 million in new federal money for some children in Medicaid, so it's not going to be the whole $750.
That's right.
Still,
there's a difference.
But still, $450 is a lot of money to have to come
it
up
is.
With.
But in the totality of the entire budget, Medicaid and the other portions of the Health and Human Service budget are now 37% of our state budget. Back in 1987, it was only 11%, for instance. It is growing much faster than the other portions of state government and pushing out other vital services such as education, higher education, and infrastructure development such as roads.
Well, and let's talk about Charles Schwertner joining us from Austin this morning. Let's talk about that, because Jay Nelson presented the $205 billion budget yesterday. Is this going to be the first budget in Texas history where health care actually will be a larger part of the budget than education when it's all said and done?
It's quite possible. The budget that's been proposed is obviously a starting point and a blueprint. It is a conservative and responsible budget that does fund our priorities. It also achieves tax relief for the businesses and for the homeowners of Texas. So I think it's a good starting point. We need to continue to refine it, look at the programs that the state funds, and make sure that they're working as efficiently and effectively, and our taxpayer dollars are spent in the highest and best use.
So, again, Jay Nelson, as you said, says that there will be property tax cuts, there will be business franchise tax cuts there. What can you say to those people who are proponents of the increased public school spending that is in this budget for them?
Well, the public school spending, we do fund enrollment growth for both years of the next biennium, and there is a slight increase of per pupil spending. We have certain issues with the courts and the Supreme Court ruling that most of the legislators want to wait on to see how the courts rule, to where the legislature can, if the courts decide one way, that we can respond accordingly.
What's on your agenda between now and when we speak again next Wednesday?
Oh, we got committees starting. I'm about to go to finance right now as soon as I get off the phone, and got floor work, and the first Health and Human Services Committee meeting is next Wednesday. So the train has left the station, and it's gathering steam.
State Senator Charles Schwerter joins us on Wednesdays when the Senate is in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website today at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Scott. Y'all have a great day.
All right, thanks. Bye.